Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. It's great to see America take energy production seriously again. Coal, fracking, and pipelines are back. There is a lot less talk about wind and solar. Somebody once told me, you can't save the world if you can't pay the rent. Fossil fuels power the world. We cannot improve to better sources of energy through wishful thinking, government subsidies, and virtue signaling. The only hope is innovation. And for best results, innovation requires free markets and the competition that comes with it. Not all sources of energy are created equal. Wind and solar are more of a distraction than a remedy. What's worse, tax credits and subsidies that encourage wind and solar might sound like a good idea, but in reality, they rob our world of potential innovation as junk science gets the dollars. On the CFACT website, that's a really smart think tank called Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, the group provides strong evidence that our wind and solar dollars are going off track. Progressive nations in Europe are facing the same problems. CFACT points out that last year, Denmark's government abandoned plans to build 5 offshore wind power farms because of fears that electricity produced would be too expensive for their consumers. Even this year, we are still seeing disastrous amounts of resources devoted to solar power. Last month, a prototype solar roadway in Idaho was unveiled, but so far, it's a mess. Keep in mind, this is something that is meant to be driven on. The problem is it keeps breaking. Despite massive internet hype, 75% of the road's panels were broken before they were even installed. In one case, a fire erupted, and the fire department had to be called to the scene. It's kind of like when the East to West railroads were being built in America. The publicly paid rail lines were a disaster, while the privately operated Northern Pacific Railroad under James Hill became a technological marvel in engines and logistics. I'm not saying that wind and solar are doomed to failure, but that is exactly what they will continue to be if government continues to pick the winners and losers. The only thing holding back innovation are government regulations and the voting bloc of environmentalists that have taken over the Democrat Party. It would be great to leave fossil fuels behind, but nobody has figured out a replacement. Ironically, the best way to promote that replacement is to drop restrictions and fully utilize the fossil fuel opportunity that exists. The more we learn, the closer we can get to alternatives. The left thinks that restricting access to fossil fuels and funding political entrepreneurs in the solar movement is the solution. So far, that has been a very expensive mistake. I've talked about it before. But many of our political differences are not left versus right. They are between the view that the world is a zero-sum game where top-down orders are essential, and the other view that we can increase the economic pie and the opportunities that come with it as long as we free the individual to live to his potential.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.